An online assault.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. A fresh wave of cyber attacks that slowed U.S. and South Korean websites this week hit more targets this morning. A web security firm says access from South Korea to the U.S. State and Defense Departments appeared to be disabled. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports these attacks have hit both government and business websites. The U.S. and South Korea are looking for their source.
Earlier attacks hit 14 sites in the U.S., including the White House, the New York Stock Exchange, and online retailer Amazon.com. Tens of thousands of computers were infected by a virus spread by email. The virus caused the computers to flood the targeted websites with traffic in an attempt to shut them down. Officials say the cyber attacks were relatively rudimentary, and no sensitive information was lost. But the attacks were massive in scale. There's speculation North Korea may be behind them. The communist nation is reportedly running a cyber warfare unit to gather military intelligence from the U.S. and South Korea. Experts say it can be difficult to source a cyber offensive because attackers can mask their location and identity. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Asian stocks were mostly higher today. Yesterday, the Dow added 14 points and closed at 8,178. After the closing bell, aluminum maker Alcoa reported it lost money last quarter, but less than analysts were expecting. European stocks are now up about 1%. In Italy, world leaders at the G8 summit are holding climate change talks today, but those talks have taken a step backward. China and India are refusing to go along with a plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the year 2050. We're joined by Mark Kenber, head of international policy for the British organization, the Climate Group. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How important a breakdown is this?
I don't think you can call it a breakdown yet. I mean, it's certainly true that rumors and reports coming out of L'Aquila suggested that China and India in particular were resisting having to sign up to the 50% emission reduction. But on the other hand, we are in international negotiation, so it would almost be surprising if we'd had a full agreement already. So I'm not too discouraged by this.
Your group, the Climate Group, and Tony Blair have released a report calling on major industrialized nations to agree to some steps. What are those steps, and how is that different from what's already being talked about at the summit?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is give leaders the confidence that they can adopt the short-term targets, that we know the technologies, and we've seen that across buildings, appliances, fuel efficiency standards in vehicles, industrial motors, there are incredible opportunities not only to reduce emissions, but to increase productivity. And there's evidence that shows that investment in energy efficiency, for example, creates an enormous amount of jobs.
What is the likelihood of getting major industrialized nations to agree to this in the middle of a global recession?
I think far better than one would originally have assumed. And in fact, many of them have seen that gaining a competitive advantage in these new technologies of the future, in clean energy and so on and so forth, is actually an advantage rather than a disadvantage.
Mark Kenber is head of international policy for the British-based Climate Group. Mark, thank you.
My pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
One of the many ways companies are trying to save money is by cutting back on employee perks. Sounds reasonable, but as Alex Cohen of member station KPCC reports, some perks are not as expendable as they look.
Gen X is a digital marketing company in Southern California. It's home to about 150 employees. Many take advantage of a perk that allows them to bring their dogs to work. Luke, a black lab mix, is here with employee Bob Thorpe.
He loves going up front to the reception desk and greeting people.
Gen X also has a kitchen stocked with complimentary cup noodles, a cereal bar, and an espresso machine, so employees can save both money and time. But lately, says company founder Walter Shields, business has slowed at Gen X.
We've definitely had clients delay projects or reduce budgets. We've even had a few projects canceled.
And so Shields has made some changes. Gone are perks like company cruises, and he switched the cereal to a generic brand. Lately, plenty of business owners have been cutting perks, getting rid of everything from free soft drinks to the company cleaning service. The Canadian beer company Molson recently adjusted its free beer benefit.
They reduced the number from 72 dozen beers per year to 52 dozen, and people were quite upset about this.
Wharton professor Nancy Rothbard says perks can foster a sense of loyalty to a company, and they can increase worker productivity.
Free gourmet meals sounds very luxurious, but if you want to keep your employees close to their offices, then keeping them present is really going to potentially enhance their productivity by increasing the time that they can spend on their work.
Rothbard says if companies must cut back, she recommends adding other benefits that are free or lower in cost. Back at Gen X, company founder Walter Shields couldn't agree more.
I have found the incentives that are monetary are not as important for many people as the soft benefits that a company can offer.
After all, in Southern California, bringing the dog to work can mean opting out of doggy daycare, and that can save an employee about $700 a month per pooch. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
For only the second time since the Great Depression, a budget crisis is forcing the state of California to pay its bills with IOUs instead of money. Now, some of America's big banks say they won't accept those IOUs after tomorrow. That would be hard on families and businesses who depend on that state money. California officials note that some of these banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, they've taken big federal bailouts and they ought to be more cooperative. The banks respond that taking California's IOUs just allows the state to keep putting off fixing its budget problems. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.